Humility is defined as having freedom from pride and arrogance. Humbleness is one of the hardest Christian characteristics for some believers to work with. At times, we all find ourselves wanting to be humble, but we cannot let go of some of the things we have pride in. Episode 21 will discuss humility as one of the 7 ironclad Christian characteristics. We will do so by studying 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and the writings of Paul. It's worth stating that the more humble you are, the more powerful you are. We will see this not only in Paul, but more importantly in Christ. Jesus was a humble sacrifice that gives us all eternal life.
Welcome to Bear His Cross, a Christian podcast that strives to help you develop and build your daily walk with Jesus Christ through biblical lessons and teachings. Join me each week to help develop and grow your daily walk with Christ through biblical discussion, lessons, and teaching to help us to be a light to those we encounter in the world that we walk and live in.
We will start this podcast episode by looking at this 12th chapter of Corinthians, and it may seem like this is the lowest point of Paul's ministry, but if we take a closer look, we can see that Paul is giving all believers an example of humility. Now, as I stated earlier, humility is one of the hardest for many believers to recognize in themselves. The acts of submission that Paul encounters may be similar to what you encounter each day in your life right now. Because of this, humility is also one of the hardest traits for us to recognize that we need as we bear our cross each day. So as we read the verses today, let me explain something up front. Paul has been criticized and he is having to defend himself. You may have done that before. You may have to defend yourself and your beliefs. This is something that Paul hated to do, and he hates to do as is explained in the previous chapters. He clearly does not want to, and the word he used here is boast of himself, but he wants to direct all attention towards Christ. Remember, we are told that Christ must increase and we must decrease. So Paul here trying to defend himself is something he doesn't feel very comfortable to do, and he doesn't like to do for that reason. Let us begin by reading the verses 1 through 10 in this 12th chapter. So here's what Paul the Apostle wrote. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such as one calleth up to the third heaven. As I knew such a man, whether in body or out of body I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such at one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. That's important. We're going to get to that a little later on. As we continue in the 8th verse, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In verse 9, Paul gives all believers a foundational statement from our Savior. The quote is, my grace is sufficient for thee. You've probably used this before, you maybe have quoted this before, and if you didn't know that these were the words of Christ to Paul. This is written in red, and Jesus is telling Paul here, my grace is sufficient for what you are going through. So Paul gives us that foundational statement in the writing here in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Let us take a moment to remember what Jesus stated in John 16:33. And this is what he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, Jesus clearly teaches us all, as believers, that we should and would face trouble in this life. There has always been trouble in the world. We are reminded in the book of Job as an example. We live in a fallen creation. Ever since the first sin, the trouble of the world has gripped us all as we live in this fallen world. Even those who are believers in Christ from time to time will have to be reminded that we face trouble in this life. Paul writes in another epistle that we ourselves do no good. Even the things we want to do that are good, we still don't. To put it plainly, trouble defines life. It's going to happen. So let us begin by talking about humility by looking at grace. And I think this is important, so I don't want you to feel like I'm getting off topic here by switching from one characteristic to another. This is still a topic of humility, but I do feel like grace needs to be explained and expanded upon before we get into humility. Okay? Grace is found in the New Testament 155 times. The root word of grace in the Greek is keros. It means a favor bestowed upon a person who did not earn it. This is important when we're discussing Paul, his humility, and his writings in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Grace is the divine favor for those who deserve wrath. That's me, that's you, that's the listener. Therefore, grace from God points us all towards humility. We receive this generosity from God, not found in ourselves. Grace is more than a word, but it is a power that transforms us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. This is a divine force that grants us all that we need in His will. John 1:14 states, and this is from Jesus, as being full of grace. It tells us that He is full of grace, Christ Himself being that way. We being in Christ, therefore, are full of grace. His grace meets every need that we have and should remind us that we did not do it ourselves. Humility is a product of knowing that Christ did this for us. There was nothing that we had to do with it. It was all about Jesus Christ. We should all understand as believers that nothing that we can accomplish will come from within ourselves. Paul gives us all a very good example by stating that if he is going to give a defense of himself, it must be done in not strength, but weakness. The weakness and humility is what we should strive for as Christians. And of course, I'm speaking to myself first here. Only through humility can we start to explain to other believers our success. Many today in the social media world that we live in, they want to be liked. That's what they're all about. If they get more likes, they feel like they're important. But see, people have begun this process of mentally thinking that they are strong when they have more likes from other people. As a Christian, it is important to remember that the world's strength is in opposition of what we are working towards. The world is not what we're working towards, that's who we're trying to reach. What the world sees as a weakness in our faith, in belief in Jesus Christ, in accepting that He is the Savior, or the testimony that we try to share, is actually strength in humility. Humility brings this strength about. The world sees us as weak, but humility teaches us that we are strong. Paul gives an example of what I'm talking about in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 27th verse. And I want to read these verses because I do think it's important that we take some time to see exactly what Paul is expressing and what he's talking about here, because sometimes we think about persecution as somebody saying something ugly to us on social media. And we know that's definitely not the case. I mean, if someone says something ugly to you about your faith on social media, it may be something ugly they wrote about Christ or about Christianity or the magical book. I've had someone say this before, the magical book, the Bible. If they just want to say ugly words about Christianity or you for your profession of Christ or your faith in Him online, that doesn't really hurt anything. Let's talk about real persecution for just a moment. The 23rd verse starts, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one." That's 39 stripes. By the way, this is Paul talking about what he had been dealt because of his preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, he tells us here, "Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one." That's 39. "Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep." In other words, Paul is laying out here for us. He's been whipped by the Jews. He's been whipped by the Gentiles. He's been stoned, which means they picked up rocks and they threw at him. 3 times he was shipwrecked. And if you want to get into that story a little bit more, you know that he was actually bitten by a snake on one of those adventures. He continues in the 26th verse and he says, "In journeying often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen." In other words, the people of his own country were putting his life in danger. And when he was out on a boat, he was in danger. Even robbers were looking to maybe steal something from him or rob him. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Paul is laying out here that at every turn, it almost seems like that he has just hit a rock or he's hit a hard place in everything that he's tried to do, in the love that he's tried to show, in the teachings of Jesus Christ. When he picked up that mantle and Saul became Paul and he started preaching Jesus Christ, that's when the times got really rough. That's when the work became really hard. 27th verse, he continues to write, "In weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in coldness and nakedness." Now, of course, we're not thinking that Paul is going nude all the time, but what we see here is that Paul is exposed. The life of Paul to the full extent was exposed here. He was not treated with kindness by everyone he encountered. As a matter of fact, most likely he was treated with kindness by very few and treated with harshness by most of the people. If you're a Christian in today's world, you probably recognize this, because more and more we see that the ideologies of Christianity and the teachings of Christ and biblical principles, whether it be on family or on abortion or whatever it may be, you find that people are ready to throw stones. They are so ready to whip you and hate you, whether it be verbally, some of them physically, I'm sure. But we see that as Christians, we are not going to have an easy road. Now, I do think I want to take a moment here, not straying away from humility, to remind us of something. The grace is sufficient for what we go through. And there was a plan for Paul's life way before he was even born Saul. God had the plan and he was that messenger. He was that vessel that was going to be used to go out to the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is one of the reasons why I have a big argument against prosperity gospel. That if you donate to the church, that if you come to church actively, that if you do this and this and this, 1, 2, 3, you're going to have good things in your life. Well, that's almost a boastful or a proud thing to be able to sit down and say, "I went to church and started making millions." That's not biblical. The biblical principle actually teaches us that as Christians, we're going to face hardships. Jesus tried to teach us that if they hate him, they're going to hate us. If they persecuted him, they're also going to persecute us. When you decide to accept Christ as your Savior and you pick up the mantle of Christianity and, to take the namesake of this podcast, bear your cross, then the world is going to hate you, because that is something to remember, that we have an adversary, Satan, who does not want us to succeed. What is that success? In humility, by God's grace, sharing that with other people so that they can get a boat full of that grace, and they can then pick up the mantle of humility. I do think it's natural human nature to be prideful. I think it's our nature to think that we are something when we're really nothing. So if we look at it and we know that God loves us, and we know that he wants us to be humble, not prideful, then why would he have us come into dangers whenever we're trying to serve him? See, many Christians, and especially the world, would ask, why does such a faithful man as Paul have so much trouble? If he went through beatings and stonings and shipwrecks, why? Why would God allow this faithful man who's preaching the word have this trouble? You may ask this yourself, "Lord, I'm trying to follow you. I'm trying to learn more about you. I'm trying to grow closer to you. And the more I do, it seems like the more trouble I have." If God loved this man, Paul, and he's really working for God, why does he have so many bad things happen to him? You may have asked yourself the same thing. We do not expect the world to understand why. But as believers, we often think, why do bad things happen to the faithful? As we read Paul's writings again, let us remember two words. And these two words are very important: pride and humility. We know that Christ's grace is going to be enough to cover us. But now we need to talk about you and I. Now we need to talk about bearing our cross and the difference in pride and humility. The lesson we see in Paul's experience is God uses suffering to bring us to humility. 2 Corinthians 12:7 states, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, There were given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul recognized that the trouble had come into his life to keep him from having pride. I mean, if anyone had a reason to boast or have pride in themselves, it was Paul. He had 4 personal encounters with the risen Jesus Christ and a trip to heaven. Who else would have had an ability to boast but Paul? But Paul recognizes something. Paul recognizes that this horrible events that he went through in his life was to bring him to humility, to stop him from having that pride. To further understand the situation that Paul was in, let us look at the thorn in the flesh. Now, we look at thorns as something that pricks us, maybe on a rose bush or a blackberry bush in my area. However, the Greek word used by Paul is more like the term for a stake, a wooden staff. This was a painful experience in Paul's life. It was not a minor scratch, but more a deep wound that was long-lasting. It was sharp. It was a painful experience. And where does this come from? Paul writes that the thorn was created or was creates humility in him is from the, quote, messenger of Satan. The Greek word used is agalagos, and I'm sure I butchered that. If you know Greek, you can correct me, but the term used there means a satanic angel, in other words, a demon. Now, this does not mean that Paul was demonically possessed, not at all, but was under attack by the demons or most likely those he encountered as false teachers. This would have been those who Satan would have possessed, demons would have possessed, who would have been false teachers and would have been trying to destroy the ministry, the churches, the preaching that Paul had established. Now, I would venture to say that these were persons. Not that there wasn't a spiritual aspect to this, but these were people who were trying to tear Paul down. Now, I know that a lot of biblical scholars think that this was an eye disease, but I tend to argue with that just a little bit and think that there was something more than just an infirmity that Paul had. It wasn't just a thorn. It was more like something, just by the Greek translation, it was more something serious. It was a very spiritual warfare and demonic attack. So let us keep that in perspective when we think about the trials that we go through. So again, why would God allow a messenger from Satan to torment Paul? If Paul is one of his, why would Satan even have that? Well, we know that Paul asked this thorn to be removed from him. However, it was not. The trial brings us to the subject of the podcast. It's all about humility. Out of our trials comes proven character. God even allows, quote, messengers of Satan to humble us. Now, if you don't think that God allows Satan or the messengers of Satan to do that, please take some time to go read the book of Job, because that is exactly what that book is about. And of course, Job was brought to humility. He was humbled in that occurrence. So, Job gained his humility. We as believers find ourselves as being way too proud. Remember what James 4:6 says, God resists the proud but gives grace unto the humble. Humility is no doubt one of the 7 ironclad Christian characteristics that we should show to the world, especially the world of lost people. Now, I want to encourage you to leave us a review. Let me know your thoughts on humility. I love getting feedback from you, whether it be through email or whether it be on the post page itself. So let me know what you think about humility. Let me know what you think about Paul's thorn in the flesh. I would love to hear you give me some insight to that. And of course, you can do so at bearhiscross.com. Also, please be sure to leave a review on the podcast and join us next week where we will continue to study in God's Word. And may God richly bless you in the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bear His Cross Podcast. You can always go to bearhiscross.com where you can subscribe to our email newsletter or find Bear His Cross on your favorite podcast provider. And once you do, please be sure to leave a review so others know what you think about this podcast.